This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we concluded the discussion on verse number 3, and that is the dwellers of Jannah will enjoy eternity in paradise. And of course, the occupants of hell will also, the disbelievers, the polytheists, will be subjected to eternity in hell. We ask Allah to make us from amongst the former category and not the latter. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We move on to the fourth verse. وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And what is the purpose and the object and the mission of the Qur'an? Were and yunzir, warn, alladhina, those, qalu, who said, ittakhadha Allahu walada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has children, wal'iyadu billah. May Allah forbid us from such a statement and such an utterance. So if you recall in the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, liyunzira ba'san shadida, to warn against a severe punishment, and that is for the disbelievers. And then in verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more specifically highlighted one category from amongst the disbelievers, and that is those who ascribe partners to Allah, or wal'iyadhu billah, those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has children. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله. These are different verses of the Quran that I've just recited before you, where people had attributed children and offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which with basic reflection one can realize and understand this is blasphemous, this is ludicrous, this is bizarre, this is preposterous, and this is a monstrous statement. This is an evil utterance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And the purpose and the object and the mission of this Quran is also to specifically warn, الَّذِينَ, those who say, who allege, who claim, who blurt, that اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has children. In Surah Ikhlas, the famous chapter of the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah does not beget and He was not begotten. He does not give birth and birth was not given to Him. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And Allah has no equal to Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَالْكَافُ زَائِدَةٌ كَمَا فَسَّرَهُ الْمُفَسِّرُونَ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nobody is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is equal to Allah. There is no rival to Allah. So it speaks about how repugnant and how evil it is, because under the second verse of بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا, a severe warning included all disbelievers, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted a special warning for those who attribute children to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like in the 14th juz, in the 16th chapter of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 90, and there's a well-known verse, when the khutbah, the Friday khutbah is concluded, then by and large the khatib concludes his khutbah with this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. And it is one of the most comprehensive verses of the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Verily Allah advocates justice, وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and kindness, وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and to give the relatives their rights, their due, their حقوق, etc. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَى, And Allah prohibits everything immoral. وَيَنْهَىٰ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ And everything evil. Now, under the prohibition of munkar, everything has been included because munkar is something which is frowned upon, which is evil, which is incorrect, etc. Yet after munkar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْبَغْيِ And Allah prohibits tyranny, oppression, and exploitation. You know, today, unfortunately, exploitation has become the order of the day. Someone said, it's not a third world country. It's just certain countries that are over-exploited. So exploitation, unfortunately, is happening on a micro and on a macro level. May Allah protect us from every form of injustice. If there's another name to show the beauty of Islam, then it is Al-Adl. It is Al-Adl. Justice in every form. So the point I'm trying to labor and drive and impress and reiterate here is Munkar, which means evil, included every vice. Yet, due to the repugnant nature of Baghi, which is oppression, it was mentioned separately, categorically, independently. Likewise, under Ba'san Shadida, severe warning for all disbelievers. But then categorically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the harm of those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from it. In the 19th chapter of the Quran, that is Surah Maryam, in verse 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا تكاد كاد يكاد حرف مقاربة تكاد السماوات يتفطرن The skies are on the verge of bursting, of splitting asunder. تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض انشق ينشق انشقاق And the earth wants to burst. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالِ And the mountains want to collapse. أَنْدَعُوا أي لِأَنْدَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدَى Why? Because mankind and humans, some of them have ascribed partners to Allah or have uttered the monstrous statement that وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah has children. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدَى أي وَمَا يَلِيقُ And it does not befit and behove the magnanimity and the majesty and the grandeur of Allah to have children. In kullu man fi al-samawati wal-ardi illa anti al-Rahmani abda. In kullu man fi al-samawati, whoever is in the heavens and the earth will appear before Allah as his bondsman and bondswoman and servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any spouse and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any children. In fact, the concluding verses of the 17th chapter of the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, that's the chapter that precedes Surah Kahf. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا And say, all praise belongs to Allah who does not have any children. And say, وَقُلْ say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا All praise belongs to Allah who does not have any children. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ And he does not have any rival or any equal or any partner in his kingdom, in his dominion, in his empire. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ And he does not have any guardian out of weakness or feebleness. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا So when he is so great, and this is his might and his grandeur and his power and his authority, then كَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا And that's how The 17th chapter, Surah Bani Israel, is concluded, which basically translates, Say Allahu Akbar. So I urge you, my brother and my sister, my listener and my viewer, Say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Subhanallah, Allah is free from every imperfection. We move on to the next verse, and that is the fifth verse of Surah Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in refuting this blasphemous comment of theirs, Allah says, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ They just blurt this. They just utter this. They just make this statement, this blasphemous comment. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no proof to this. They cannot substantiate this. They have no grounds to this. They have no support to this. They have no leg to stand on. They have no merit to this argument. How dare you accuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of children and offspring? مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any children. وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. Neither do they have any proof, nor do their ancestors and their forefathers have any proof. إِنَّمَا قَلَّدُوهُمْ. They claim to say they're following. I heard my forefather, I heard my ancestor, I heard my granddad doing it. كَذَلِكَ وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. This was their common argument, like one of my teachers used to mention, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had broken the different arguments that people had of shirk and polytheism and ascribing partners with Allah, both logical proofs and as well as proof from all the divine scriptures. هَذَا ذِكْرُ مَنْ مَعِيَ وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِي. هَذَا ذِكْرُ مَنْ مَعِيَ وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِي. This is the proof of the Quran that Tawheed is key, fundamental, and absolutely necessary. And there is no substance and proof to justify shirk and polytheism. وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِي. And these are the scriptures before me. So prove it to me. Prove it to me. How do you support your claim of shirk? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the logical proof, that is, لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ إِلَهَا. لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. A verse of the 15th Juz, 17th chapter, Surah Bani Israel. Say unto them, لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ. If they were other gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously at some point there would have been conflict and there would have been rivalry between the gods, and they would have tried to topple and overpower. I mean, we see this happening in politics all day. We see this happening in small organizations where people want to overthrow, and there's a coup and they want to oust someone, or there's an impeachment, or they want to get rid of someone. So this is to run the affairs of the entire world. قُلْ. Say unto them, لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ. If there were supposedly other gods with Allah, كَمَا يَقُولُونَ. As they allege, إِذَنْ then لَبْتَغَوْ لَإِبْتَغَوْ إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. These gods would have intended to supposedly overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the being of the throne. But unheard of, unimaginable, and inconceivable. لَوْكَ. And in another verse, in the 18th juz, in the 23rd chapter in Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَاهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضُ. In a potential argument, each god would have claimed authority over what he created and walked away with it. In the 13th juz and the 13th chapter Surah Ra'd, Allah subhanahu, and these are just verses coming to the mind now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Is it that the supposed gods and partners and isms have also created things like how Allah created, so the matter of creation has left you a bit unclear and vague and perplexed and confused to say, okay, who'd made a better sky? Let's compare and decide who's the actual being. No. قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the absolute and exclusive creator. In the 21st juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِي. See around you, and whatever you see around is the creation of Allah. So show me what others have supposedly created. So مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. Verse number 5, they have no proof, nor do their forefathers, their grandparents, their ancestors have any proof in this regard. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً. إِسْتِعْظَامُ إِجْتِرَائِهِمْ. إِسْتِعْظَامُ إِجْتِرَائِهِمْ. This is monstrous. This is wicked. This is nasty. This is evil. This is preposterous. Right? كَبُرَتْ. كَبُرَتْ. كَلِمَةً in terms of نَحْوَة will be تَمِيز. تَمِيز. To make izala of the ibham, to put context to what is evil. يعني كبرت كلمة شنيعة. كلمة شنيعة, as the scholars will expound, to tell us how evil, how wicked, how nasty it is. كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم. Evil indeed. Grave is the statement that emerges from their lips. كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا. إن يقولون, this in as in Arabic grammar we will refer to as نافية, as نافية. So you have in شرطية and then you have your in نافية. In نافية means to negate. إن يقولون إلا كذبا. They are uttering nothing but a blatant lie. There's no way you can reconcile this utterance to truth. There's no way you can reconcile. Well, probably, perhaps, it could mean there's a possibility, there's ambiguity. If you, no. إِن يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. The Quran makes a declaration. This is an absolute lie, and this is absurd, and this is completely incorrect. So tawheed is key. Tawheed is key, and that is we believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a strong warning for those who ascribe partners with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks in different verses, were you present? Do you know? Are you aware? أَصْطَفَى الْبَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Sometimes they would say that Allah has children. Then some of them would say that وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, the malaika are the daughters of Allah. And this is a verse of the Quran. This is a verse of the Quran. And that's why I urge you, my brother and my sister, study the Quran. Study the Quran. Appreciate the beauty, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has refuted all these baseless allegations, arguments, and utterances, and how Allah has established Tawheed. So in the 27 Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Najm, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى. Those who do not believe in Allah and the final day, they allege and claim that the angels are females. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى. Again Allah says, they have no proof. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. They merely follow their assumption. They merely follow their thoughts. And that's not going to assist you in the matter of truth in any way. And in the 23rd Juz in Surah As-Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes their allegation of saying that the malaika are the daughters of Allah. أَصْطَفَى الْبَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ. يعني اصطفى البنات على البنين ما لكم كيف تحكمون. Like are you thinking what you blurting? Are you realizing what you uttering? May Allah protect us from that, and may Allah grant us complete tawheed in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. We move on to the next verse, verse number 16, and this addresses the kindness, the care, the passion, the selfless nature of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this burning desire for the guidance of mankind in its entirety, right? And when he would see his own people oppose him and deny the truth, then this would weigh heavy on him. This would toll heavy on him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. It should not be that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you destroy yourself in grief. You destroy yourself in grief. So bakha'a in Arabic means to kill yourself, to kill yourself. Let not the grief consume you. Let it not destroy you. We see a mom whose child unfortunately has succumbed to substance abuse, or a mom whose child's marriage has broken up, or a dad whose child has gone wayward, right, and has become deviant. You see how heavy it tolls on that parent. It almost, there's like a paralysis on him. It incapacitates him. The other kids are good, they're stable, they're upright, dignified, they're well settled. But one child, unfortunately, has relapsed, or his life is just not in shape for him. And it tolls so heavy on those parents. Night and day, they wailing, they sobbing, they crying. And may Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy for one and all. Well, that's just وَالتَّقْرِيبِ لَلْفَهَمْ. Just to give you an analogy of how heavy it is for a parent to deal and to contend with those emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in different places of the Quran how these things would agonize and eat up the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ. All these are different verses expressing and comforting and consoling the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ أَوْقَدَ نَارًا. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith. My example and your example is of a person who kindled a fire. فَجَعَلَ الْجَنَادِبُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهَا. Now the insects and the moths are going headlong into the fire. وَهُوَ يَذُبُّهُنَّ عَنْهَا. And he's trying to divert these insects from the fire. وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ. And I'm holding you by your waist and I'm trying to pull you back. I'm trying to pull you back. But you are just refusing. وَأَنْتُمْ تَفَلَّتُونَ أَوْ تَفْلِتُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَفَلَّتُونَ مِنْ يَدِي. You are just slipping out of my grip. You are just slipping out of my hand and you're going head on into the fire. I'm pulling you back. I'm telling you come out. I'm telling you abstain. I'm telling you desist. I'm telling you that's harmful for you. I'm telling you dare you touch that. But you're just slipping out and going head on into the fire. So let's analyze this ayah. لَعَلَّكَ. Perhaps, let it not be. Is this the case? بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكْ قَاتِلٌ نَفْسَكْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let it not kill you. Let it not eat you up. We know when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting by that youngster who was in his fatal illness, the famous hadith, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit this boy who was a non-Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat there and comforted him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, recite the kalima, recite the kalima. And he looked at his dad and his dad said, Ati' Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ati' Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey, oblige, comply, accede to the request of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the young lad recited the kalima and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's joy knew no bounds. He was ecstatic, he was elated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rescued another soul through my da'wah and through my intervention and through my message. So just as the souls that were rescued through the da'wah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bring so much immense joy and happiness to him when people would refute and deny his message, it would cause him so much pain, agony and discomfort. This is one of the many verses, and this is verse number 6 out of 110 verses in this riveting chapter of Surah Al-Kahf. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ. Is it, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you destroy yourself in grief after them, behind them? إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. If they do not accept this message of the Quran, أَسَفَا. Out of regret, and asaf means ashaddul huzn, that very, very severe grief, that very, very severe grief. We all know the very famous incident of Ta'if, and we've heard it repeatedly, how they mocked and scoffed, and they hurled vituperative and abusive language towards the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he say? إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ غَضَبُكَ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ غَضَبُكَ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي غَيْرَ أَنَّ رَحْمَتَكَ هِيَ أَوْسَعُ لِي. Oh my Allah, if you are not angry with me, I am fine. If you are not angry with me, I am fine. And when he had the opportunity to curse, he prayed for them. Was it not Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiyallahu anhu who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, إِنَّ أَوْسًا قَدْ عَصَتْ وَأَبَتْ فَدْعُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Nabi of Allah, my tribe, Aus, has disobeyed Allah and they are evil and they are arrogant. Curse them. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اللهم اهدِ دَوْسًا وَأْتِ بِهِمْ. O Allah, guide the tribe of those and bring them as believers. And he said, no, O Nabi of Allah, I'm saying invoke a curse on them. invoke a curse on them. And what did he say? لَمْ أُبْعَثْ لَعَانَا وَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمًا. I have not been sent to curse people. I have been sent to make dua. I have been sent as a mercy. And he said it again, and the Prophet ﷺ made dua again. And it was this very tribe of those who then reverted to Islam. And from this tribe of those, it gave rise to the greatest muhaddith of this ummah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who narrates in excess of 5,000 ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was the concern of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we ought to have this concern in us for one and all. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself. Qu anfusakum waqayaqi wiqaya. Right? Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Protect yourself and your family from that fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. The fuel of which will be, the fuel of which will be humans and stone. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. And the scholars say, where it refers to stones, I just have a thought here, that many of the objects and the items that they worship will also be cast in hell. And the aim of that will not be to inflict adab on that object or that stone, because that is inanimate, right? It is not mukallaf, it doesn't have any life. But it will be to impress upon the worshipper the feebleness and the helpless nature of the supposed God. So of course, the one who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by him being hurled in hell, a punishment will be unleashed upon him. But by dropping the stone into hell, will be to impress upon him the feeble, the helpless nature, that this is what you worship and this is what you saluted. So إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَى. We move on to verse number 7, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us in this verse that the temptation of this world is a testing ground. So if you're given a paper, and then you said, choose the correct answer, then of course you're going to be given multiple choices. That's why it's called choose. If there's only one option, then it's not a matter of choice. But you say, well, this is very tricky here. This also sounds good, and that also sounds correct, and that also sounds in order. Well, precisely, that's why they're calling it an examination, that there are multiple questions or multiple choices, and choose the correct answer. And everything looks so close, so correct, and that's why it's tricky, because it's called an exams. And Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, He has decreed this earth to be a testing ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided and decreed that we will be tested. So in verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Inna verily us, ja'alna, we have placed, ma'ala al-ardi, everything that is on this earth. In Ruhul Bayan it is mentioned, min al-ashjari, wal-jibali, wal-anhari, wal-ma'adini. Be it the rivers, be it the mountains, be it the minerals in the earth, be it the lakes, be it the dams, be it all the beauty that Allah has placed on this earth. Inna verily us, ja'alna, we have made, ma creates umum, you know, broad context, we have made ma'ala al-ardi zina. It's a form of adornment. It's a form of beautification. Zinatan laha linabluwahum, linabluwahum. Why has Allah placed these different here and then given you multiple, you know what, given you different choices and then said, choose the correct answer. Why has Allah done this here? Linabluwahum, to examine you. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which one out of them performs the best action? Which one of them performs the best action? The question is, what is the best action? We'll leave that for the next episode. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ease in this exam of life, because this is the real exam, and the outcome of this exam will dictate the consequences, be it compensation or retribution in Akhirah. May we be from amongst the Abrar, the pious, for whom there is Na'im, eternal bliss. آمين يا رب العالمين. وصلي اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.